Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you're able to join me. And I'm rather excited about a message I'm going to share with you, because God in His Word shows us the way to live an abundant life. And do you remember, that's what Jesus promised. He said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Now, He is referring not only to the eternal life that we will one day experience with the Lord if we have accepted Jesus and acknowledged Him as Lord and Savior in our lives, but also there is the abundant life that God wants us to experience and enjoy now. But unfortunately, for a lot of Christians, that does not seem to be the case. It seems, if we're looking at it in just sort of a negative perspective, there's nothing but one trial after another, one battle after another, one problem that erupts, some issues that have to be dealt with, and unless you are really strong in the Lord, these continual trials and battles will have the effect of wearing your joy down, wearing your faith down. And so, beloved, we have to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And with the Lord's help, perhaps His Word will show you how we can do that as we share His Word this week. But before we go into the Word of God, let me just take a moment to pray with you and for our time together. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for every listener. Lord, You're so amazing. You're a powerful, wonderful God that knows each one of us intimately. You know everything that's going on in our lives. And Lord, by faith, I lift every listener and those, Lord, who are so cast down and burdened that they're having a hard time praising You. They're having a hard time seeing anything good. And Lord, I'm asking that You will use the vehicle of this broadcast and the Word of God to change their perspective, to change their attitude, to change our response to the things that happen in our lives. Lord, there are real and concrete ways we need You to move. There's physical needs and financial needs and circumstantial needs and loved ones that need Your intervention. But Lord, so often our biggest battle is the way we are viewing it. Lord, if we can come from a place of strength and faith, we are at peace in our souls. And Father, I come against right now the spirit of unrest, the spirit of a lack of peace in the hearts of Your beloved. And Lord, I'm praying that You will keep them, as Your Word says, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon You. And so, Father, I release the minds of Your children to be stayed on You, on the promises of Your Word, that You are more than able, You are capable, You have all power in heaven and earth, and You will move in whatever those actual physical needs are and literal needs. But Lord, right now I'm asking You to touch them in their heart and in their spirit, that they will come into a place of faith, a place of hope, a place of peace, knowing that You know their situation. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I'm asking You to move, because You said it is Your will. It is Your will, Lord, to meet all of our needs according to Your riches in glory. And Lord, You've given us everything that pertains to life and godliness, our physical existence as well as our spiritual walk. So I thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I praise Your holy name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I'd like to ask you a question. How would you like never again to be offended? And you say, Sister Glass, that's not possible. Well, I would, on the surface, I'd have to agree with you. It seems like everything that happens, maybe in our personal lives and certainly in the world, there are so many things that cause offense. Now, so we're all on the same page. Let me just share the definition of the word offend, which is the verb form of the noun offense. And to offend means to cause difficulty, discomfort, injury, dislike, anger, or vexation, to violate, transgress, cause pain, hurt, to cause to sin or fall, to cause hurt feelings or resentment. Well, that's a pretty thorough definition from Webster, and I think we can say, yep, we understand what that is. We have all been in that place that we've been hurt, we've been angry, we've had resentment that we've, with the Lord's help, have had to overcome. We have been hurt. The words of people have caused pain to us. There's situations that we really dislike. There's angers and a lack of forgiveness that we've had to battle in our Christian walk over the years. And beloved, it is a real problem that offense is something that we have to deal with literally all the time. You know, I'm thinking of something, it's a really cute, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's something about, Lord, I haven't lost my temper, I haven't said any bad words, I haven't done any number of things, but Lord, in about a minute I'm going to get out of bed, so I'm going to claim your help for today. Something like that. And beloved, that is pretty much how we have to look at our lives. There's constant challenges. There's constant difficulties we have to face. But the important thing, and the longer I walk with the Lord, the clearer I'm seeing the way to victory in the life, in my life and in the life of Christians, and that is to have the mind of Christ, to have the attitude of Christ. You know, there's a passage in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter. And if you remember that chapter, the Pharisees were lighting into Jesus. They were saying that he had a devil. They were accusing him of being God. They had all manner of negative things to say to him and about him. And Jesus said in the 42nd verse of John 8, he said, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word?" And they said he had a devil. In verse 48, "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? And Jesus said in verse 49, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." And of course, he was referring to spiritual death. But this was an occasion in which Jesus, our example, could have been greatly offended all through his life. He was, his public ministry, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers were all attacking him. They could not understand him. They didn't want to open their hearts to receive. He could have been offended, but he was not offended. And we're going to understand from the Word how that was possible. Well, you could say, Sister Glass, he was the Son of God. Yes, indeed, he was the very Son of God. But most importantly, to keep in mind, he was the Son of Man. And everything that Jesus did, he did as the Son of Man. He is our example, and it is of necessity that whatever he did, he had to live a sinless life. He had to gain victory over the devil. He had to have victory over the temptations in the wilderness, not because he was God, but because he was man, and he quoted the Word of God. And that's the same way for us. He is our example. The miracles he did, Jesus said, the same works that I did, shall you do, and even greater works. Why? Because he did it by the power of the Holy Spirit anointing him, which is where the church, we see the early church, the miracles, the power they walked in. God has not changed, beloved. God wants to restore that to this end time church. We're living in perilous times, such as never been on the face of the earth. And if we ever need the power of God, if we ever need the anointing of God, we need it now. Amen. Now, we're talking, and just I'm beginning to lay a foundation about offense and what it means to offend. Now, experiencing those feelings or emotions that I described, difficulty or discomfort or dislike or anger, vexation, hurt feelings, resentment, experiencing those feelings are not a sin, but beloved, it's what we do with them. It's whether we, once we're aware that this is what is going on in our heart, then it's the next step that we take that is all important. Listen to what James says, the first chapter, verses 14 and 15. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, enticed, and baited by his own evil desire, lust, or passion. Then evil desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth death. That's the Amplified Translation. So you see, there is a progression that we have a temptation, and only when we allow that evil desire to stay in our heart that it gives birth to sin, and ultimately sin, when matured, will bring forth death. Beloved, I want to ask the Holy Spirit to write a promise on our hearts today, and that's found in Psalm 119, 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And that sounds like an amazing statement, but if you will tune in tomorrow, we are going to be looking at this scripture in depth and to understand, is this a promise that we can really claim? Beloved, I don't believe it would be in the Word unless we were able to. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. Some of you may have been listening for a while, and if you've been blessed by the broadcast, I know you'll be blessed by the Ministry of Correspondence. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.